From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford flew into Iraq Tuesday to get an in-person assessment of the ongoing fight against Islamic State militants. Dunford told reporters traveling with him on his first visit to Iraq that Iraqi officials have assured him that they have not asked Russia to join the group of nations conducting airstrikes there. Russian forces have been bombing in Syria for the past 3 weeks in a campaign they say includes a focus on terrorists, but have been criticized by the U.S. and others. Meanwhile, Russian airstrikes, as we've mentioned, have killed dozens of people in a Syrian coastal province, including a rebel commander who formerly served in President Bashar al-Assad's army, according to activists Tuesday. The activists said the airstrikes began Monday afternoon and lasted several hours. Several people were wounded. It was considered one of the deadliest incidents since Russia began aerial attacks 3 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the local coordination committees said 57 people were killed in the province on Monday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was due to begin a snap visit Tuesday to try to stem Israeli-Palestinian violence. This is the UN Secretary General.
I'm dismayed, as we all should be, when I see young people, children, picking up weapons and seeking to kill. Let me be clear. Violence will only undermine the legitimate Palestinian aspirations for statehood and the longing of Israelis for security.
Israelis say Mr. Ban would meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later in the day. VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Britain for a four-day visit that the British government is touting as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment, while human rights advocate urged questions about China's human rights record. She was greeted by Queen Elizabeth Tuesday at Buckingham Palace during a lavish welcoming ceremony that we hear here. Later in the day, she will address Britain's Parliament and attend a state banquet at Buckingham Palace. His trip also includes talks Wednesday with Prime Minister David Cameron, dinner at Cameron's country retreat, and visits to several businesses. Canadian voters reclaim their country's liberal identity, sending Justin Trudeau, the son of one of the country's most dynamic politicians, to the Prime Minister's office and ending 10 years of conservative leadership under Stephen Harper. The victory in Monday's election by Trudeau's Liberal Party was stunning. Trudeau is the son of the late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, who swept into office in 1968. Over 500,000 refugees and migrants have arrived by sea in Greece this year. And the rate of arrivals is rising in a rush to beat the onset of freezing winter, according to the United Nations Tuesday. This is the UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman, Melissa Fleming.
In Greece, we have reached another dramatic milestone in numbers. Over 500,000 people have arrived yesterday, with the arrival yesterday of 8,000 people, bringing the total to 502,500.
In all, more than 643,000 refugees and migrants from the Middle East and Africa and Asia have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year, and at least 3,135 have died en route. Most countries around the world will need to step up their efforts to cut down on carbonization, according to the head of the OECD's Climate Change Division. He spoke in Bonn Tuesday, where diplomats and experts are meeting to prepare for the UN Climate Summit in Paris later this year. Simon Buckle said that overall, countries are making progress. Nearly 400 South Koreans crossed the heavily armed border into North Korea Tuesday to be reunited with family members separated more than six decades since the 1950-53 Korean War. The two Koreas agreed to hold family reunions for the first time since February last year. A former Fukushima plant nuclear plant worker has been diagnosed with radiation-linked cancer, according to Japanese officials Tuesday. And the expert said this is a first confirmed case since the 2011 accident that could just be the tip of the iceberg. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.